Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. I think we are having a problem again with our direct connect, so I'm going to have to go away from the station so I don't, because I'm on the telephone now, so we all are. Going to be using the telephone. Welcome to tonight's show. And it's open mic. And we are expecting our brother, Umar, brother Bookman. Hopefully,
I'm here.
He'll be coming on and he'll be sharing some information.
Well, let's alone, bro.
But like I said, it's open mic, so if you have a business, we're interested in knowing about your business, and so you can come on and talk about your business and inform us who you are, and hopefully we'll be able to do business with you. Brother Aziz, before we get started, I welcome your comments, and then we will open the mics up to everyone.
Greetings, and assalamu alaikum to you and brother Talib Tariq McMahon, Imam. And, I got back in from a long journey. This morning I had the privilege of spending most of the day down at the VA with a number of things, and I was given information that over 170-some people had employees at the VA had contacted coronavirus, and hopefully they all go together now, and I say, wow, man. So, and that's somewhere where we frequently visit, you know. But other than that, I'm anxious to hear what, here, Brother Imam, Tariq, McMahon, brother, tell us about the business, his business proposals and, things that he will allow people, give people information he'll give them in order, you know, to go into business, do a number of things that could put them ahead in terms of business, right down to financing, finances for starting a business. So that's what I'm excited to listen to today, and I pray our audience is, and after we hear that, we'll have plenty of comments and questions for Brother McMahon. But thank you, Brother Bilal, for letting me come on for a moment, and back to you. I can't hear. Can't hear you there, brother.
Hmm. okay. I'm sorry. Like I said, I had to run from one studio to the other. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Brother Umar, are you with us?
Tariq, Brother Tariq.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So we're going to just turn it over to you, Brother Tariq. I'm not in front of the station. I have to, we're having a problem with our direct connect. So the only way you guys can hear me is I use the telephone also. So I will periodically go back and I'll just open up the channels for everybody to ask questions or make comments. But in the meantime, brother, we're going to turn it right over to you, Brother Umar.
Okay, then. Again, greetings of peace to everyone, and that is assalamu alaikum. What I'm going to present on, am I coming through clear?
Yes, it's clear.
Okay, well, what I'm going to be presenting on tonight in the brief time as possible is overcoming the fear of being in business. And I think I touched briefly on this last week, but I'm giving a little bit more structure to it tonight. So I think this is very, very important that we understand this, because I do know there are a lot of people that have a fear of failing in business. A lot of it is due to friends, family and friends discouraging them, or someone else might have gone in a business or that particular business one might be looking at, and because it did not work for them, that caused you to go in a state of fear of failure. And we have to have something in place to overcome that. And I'm not going to make this a quote-unquote of scripture or a religious piece, but however, that's our foundation as Muslims. And I would like to say if you're Christian or Jew or Buddhist or whoever, I'm sure you can find support for establishing business life in your faith position as well. But we have to look at scripture to understand this, because that's a very, very strong support structure there. And I start by quoting this verse here, and I just stick with the English for the sake of the time that I'm allowed. It say those who they give study, and I'm just using a different translation. Some of you all might be familiar with the English translation, but I'm giving a different expression to fit the purpose of this presentation. I won't go into the Arabic terminology because this is not a Quranic Arabic piece. So I'm gonna give it some. I might be giving some different translations that you are accustomed to. So those who give study to God's book, they establish the prayer, and they invest or spend what has been provided for them. You can do this secret or in the open. You can expect to have a business. And here's the key thing for me. This verse ends by saying, you can expect, strongly suspect, and it's used in the present future tense here too in the Arabic expression here, to have a business that will never fail. And also that's, again, a present future tense word too, that will never fail. So let's look at the ten causes of failure. Uncovering the 10 causes of fear of failure. I will let you know where I got these from. Just a sec here. I got these from the book Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. You might be familiar with that book. You may not be familiar with it, but the Napoleon Hill Foundation gave this business person, the financial man, I think he is, Dennis Kimbrough, the right to publish this book, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Of course, we know Napoleon Hill did the original book, Think and Grow Rich. That's still on the New York Times bestseller list. Very, very good book. And being a Muslim, and if you look at, and not just being a Muslim, but I just have to say this as a Muslim, I'm very grateful to the author of the original book, Think and Grow Rich, in the chapter on persistence. Napoleon Hill mentions Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon the Prophet, who himself was a businessman, okay, that he talks about the persistence of Prophet Muhammad in that particular chapter in that book. So let's get to the look at the six causes of fear of failure, excuse me, uncovering the 10 causes of failure. Now, number one, lack of a definite purpose, goal, or chief aim. Number two, lack of ambition to move past mediocrity. Number three, a negative mental attitude. Number four, the lack of self-discipline. Number five, lack of vision and imagination sufficient to recognize favorable opportunities. Number six, use of race, gender, or circumstances as reasons for inactivity. Number seven, the lack of belief in the existence of an infinite intelligence. Number eight, ill health. Number nine, lack of persistence in carrying through to finish that which you start. Unwillingness to go the extra mile or render a service. The habit of running away from unpleasant circumstances instead of mastering them. The desire to get something for nothing. So these are the 10 causes of failure from the book, Think and Grow Rich, author, Think and Grow Rich, Black Chalk, authored by Dennis Cooper. I won't elaborate on these things, and I'll go on. And I'm going to give a few more here. Really will. And this is from a lecture that was given by our teacher, many of us, on this call and others. And I invite those of you who do not know of this scholar, Imam Wazirdin Muhammad, the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. May God mercy be upon both of them and forgive them for their shortcomings and give them the best of faith in the paradise. Now, he says, and this is from an article, business requires strength. The African Americans carry the greatest burden of social fear in this country. Much of it is due to past conditioning under white supremacy. This is what we have to realize. A few select would have to break out of that kind of conditioning and insist that those who work with us and share our fear be not afraid to make a mistake. There are symptoms with erasing, so don't be afraid to write and make a mistake. If you make a mistake, erase it. Many African Americans fear to invest their time and money in something that will require a follow-through of work and study. They trust gambling more than they trust venturing into this. A business investment is less than a gamble. That is why they don't call it a gamble. They refer to it in privacy or in certain restricted situations as a risk. But business in itself is not gambling business. It's planning. When it comes to planning, we give up because it requires thought and follow through. And then I have another one. Oh, it's continuing. So the greatest and most exacting fear that takes place the most from our potential or ability is the fear to be wrong. When the Caucasian said that we were not equal with him and that our intelligence was inferior to his, it made us so afraid to make a mistake. Many of us think that any mistake we make reinforces or helps to substantiate that we are inferior. Most of our failure in academia, business, and many other areas are due to this fear. That we will make a mistake, that we will be caught wrong. There are people who come, and he have the master here where I reside as do now, people who see me every Friday and every Sunday, and I can bear witness to this one, as he says this, but they are not supporting members of our community in any way other than just being present. Yet I know there's help out there among them. But no help comes forward because they are shy, afraid of making a mistake, of being wrong. You should not be afraid to make a mistake or be afraid to lose. Don't be afraid to risk losing an investment. You may have to lose before you win. Losing will give you the experience to win. When you lose, you will study what caused you to lose. Some of the greatest help that you can get in acquiring knowledge is from making mistakes. When you do something wrong and detect your mistake, it sticks with you a long time. It becomes ingrained. Thus, losing after making an effort can be turned into an advantage in the acquisition of knowledge. So that right there, and I'm going to give one more thing from one of my all-time favorite movies. And we might have some people on the call, never seen it before, but this is two other persons played, other actors played this later on. What's his name? Danny Glover played it in this role. Played this in a version of this movie. Esther Rowe, I think, played the grandmother in this movie. I forgot who played the wife in the one that the man I just mentioned. And I know Felicia Rashad and T did it also, and Shana Layton, they did the movie with them too. So those of you that might not know what I'm talking about A Raisin in the Sun, written by Lorraine Hansberry. So I'm going to share with you some things that was mentioned in this movie that we deal with, particularly again as African Americans, as family members, having not been taught or oriented about the importance of being indigenous. Listen to how the conversation starts. And this is from the visual version that I like most. I like with Sidney Poitier, Claudia McNeil, Ruby Dee, Lou Gossett even played in that, and he was a young man. I know his name, but it's not on my tip of my tongue right now. And I think all the only ones that still living in California, Lou Gossett. But anyway, and they start off in conversation. And this is the role Sidney Poitier played, Walter Lee. And he says this: Charlie Atkins was one too when he wanted me to go into the dry cleaning business with him. Now he's grossing $100,000 a year. $100,000 a year. Now, that was responded to his wife, Ruth, played by Lizzie. She later responded, and she asked her mother-in-law, played by Paula Claudia McNeil. She said, "Lena, what are you going to do about everything?" Lena responded, "You mean about Walter in his liquor store and those of us who are here and follow God's scripture, be it the Bible or the Quran, we avoid going into the business of selling alcohol, okay?" Now, she responded, "I'm wary from him, Lena. But look, honey, I'm getting too close to the time for me to meet my maker, and I don't want to put that on my ledger." And the wife responded again, "Like Walter Lee say, I expect people will always be drinking them some liquor even when they can't make the rent." Now, she responded to mother-in-law, "That don't mean that I have to be the one to sell it. Besides this group, we ain't." Here's the key thing that I'm focusing in on. I made a typo on here. I need to go back and correct. And she was saying, "That don't mean the one I have to be selling. Besides this, here's this. We ain't no business people." And I think right there is so many African Americans still think that way. We ain't no business people. We're just plain working folks. Now, Ruth responded, the daughter-in-law, the wife. She said, "Ain't nobody business people, and I like this, until they go into business." Walter Lee say, and this is when we were called colored people. They done gave us so many labels over these years, man. This is changed. So anyway, Walter Lee say colored people, and matter of fact, they calling us people of color now. They done went from colored people to people of color. But anyway, let me stick to this. Colored people ain't never going to get ahead till they start taking chances on different things in this world, investments and things. So the mother-in-law responded by saying, or the mother-in-law said, what son got into you, girl? Walter Lee done finally sold you on investing. And that right there was a powerful scene of them discussing about going into business. She said, I repeat, the mother-in-law said, we ain't no business people. We just plain day working folks. And so this is what the mindset is today. I would never tell anybody, as we do in our workshop. We tell them up front. We don't promote getting a job here. That don't mean I'm telling you not to go get a job, but we don't talk about getting jobs in our workshops. We talk about establishing business in our workshop. So again, Ruth said, the wife said, ain't nobody's business people until they go into business. And Walter Lee say, colored people ain't never going to get ahead till they start taking chances on different things in this world, investments and things. This is a very, very powerful statement right here. So I thought I would share this with you all tonight, as an opener, and I want to thank Brother Bilal and Abdul Shahid, Shahid for affording me this opportunity to do this. I want to be brief as possible, but if you have any questions, I will try to entertain you, or you can get back with me at 228-209-2877. For more information that I just gave, or if you're interested, if I may at this time, to our host, the two hosts, is that on behalf of Rijal and Fitzjane Soup, we have those Italian-made soups. If you're interested in purchasing retail or wholesale, you can still call me at that number. It's six brands of soups from price point as low as $149 up to $349. And also on behalf of Commonwealth Partners, who serve as the intermediary between the entrepreneur and the manufacturers in China, as soon as the situation that we're faced with is when it dies, because it is going to die eventually, you have an opportunity to get unlimited merchandise from those manufacturers over there in China. And also, I heard Rika Shahid mention a concern in finance. Mm-hmm. Yes, by way of Commonwealth Partners, there is 13, I'm not looking at that information right now, but there are 13 categories of financing that's available, purchase order financing. I'm just paraphrasing because I'm not looking at it. If you need to finance some real estate, commercial real estate financing, those things are available, unsecured line of credit, et cetera, et cetera. But again, like I said, we are able to provide you all with suits at retail or wholesale, or if you would like for me to do a presentation for your group virtually, any other means, reach out to me, and we can discuss those particulars with you. So again, my number is 228-209-2877. And again, thank you.
Okay, anyone have any questions?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks so much, brother. Anyone who has any questions for Brother Uma, go ahead. You can ask your questions at this time.
I had a question, Brother Aziz. Brother Tariq, how many different colors do the suits come in?
Let me just give you the ones that is not available. We do not have yellow. We do not have pink. I'm not saying anything against those. It's just that yellow and pink is not available. No gold suits.
What about red?
Yeah, well, no red, but burgundy. Burgundy is available.
Okay.
That one would be
$199.99.
Okay. We have olive. We have a forest green. A sky blue. Those are very bright colors. We have linen suits. I forgot about the linen suits. We have linen suits, white and brown, and the bright and tan. Gray might not be available, but it's on the list, but it's not one of those most famous ones. But the white and linen suits are $249.99. And we also have tuxedos, too. Now, we do not rent the tuxedos. Of course, if you want to buy them and rent them out, that's on you. But they are available. Those type of tux that's got those flowery design in it, that's burgundy and black. I forget the name of them because I'm not looking at that at this time. But those are available, too. And we have white suits, too. We have white suits as well. Double breasts, and three-piece. And these suits are two-button suits because Italian suits are mainly two-button, where your British and American suits particularly are three-button. But these are two-button suits, double flap in the back, notch lapel. And, again, they have enough fabric in them for you to take in or take out with a few negligible tailoring adjustments.
Great, great. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you offer pants as well as individuals like pants as well as sport coats?
Good question.
Or can a person
yes, sir,
or can a person?
Yes, sir, we do. You can buy the pants or the sports coat. Sport coat or jacket, and I'm switching up terminology because in one brand they say jacket, in the other brand they say coat. So you can get these, you can get linen, or you can get the poly rayon, or you can get the wool sports jacket in a coat.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well.
So,
well,
and I must say, just real briefly, right quick, again, our teacher said when somebody mentioned business, we should just shout, hey, let's go, let's go. I'm talking about Imam. The Imam said that. Muhammad said, hey, let's go when you hear somebody mention business. He said, hey, let's go, let's go. We should be ready to go. Should be ready to go. Yeah. And I must warn you, if you haven't already gone into business, your family love you so very, very much, and your friends do. They just don't want to see you hurt when you get a disappointment or rejection and everything. That's just natural. They love you. That's why they're doing it, and they got operating off fear, too. But we have in us a sense of business, And definitely I'm not telling you to quit your job now. No, let me put that out here. I'm not telling you to quit your job and go into business, okay? No, you can't do that. That works for some people, but it might not work for you. So be real careful with that one. All right? Be real careful with that.
Is there any business coming out of China, period, or just the whole thing is on hold for a moment?
Well, I would have to say with Commonwealth Partners, it is. As a matter of fact, I was in conversation with the CEO and founder of Commonwealth Partners yesterday. As a matter of fact, our brothers, he told me to give you all the greetings, Bilal and Shahid. I mentioned we was in having a conversation yesterday about some things, and he said that give you all the greetings and everything. So, but apparently, it's just I didn't go into detail on when it might get back started. I just know that when it do, he will send me an email or give me a phone call and say we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
We're ready to go.
Great. And then we have any audience out there that wants to go ahead, Brother Bilal.
No, I was just saying, in the meantime, while we're waiting on these markets to open up, this is a good time to do a lot of business planning and doing just what we're doing, informing the public what is coming. So when it gets here, they'll be ready for it. I know I've mentioned the fact that we do have the retail wholesale outlets to some of the groups. They're looking forward to hearing the presentations. Also, they're looking forward to if we decide to go down to Biloxi, they're looking forward to traveling there also. So it ain't like the information ain't being passed around, and we're not networking with each other to accomplish a business opportunity. And right now, I think one of the beautiful opportunities is right here working with our the market that, like I said, the Imam W.B. Muhammad put in our laps. And I think that's a market that really it's very valuable. But it's up to us to make certain we reach the value of that market is potential to get. So I look forward to now, one of the things that I've been, Brother Umar, I've been hesitant, we're having our website, we're having it updated. And when we're going to be spending quite a bit of money to update this website. But once we get the website updated, the business of moving retails or whether we're going wholesale, it's going to be very convenient for everyone to either buy, like I said, retail or to invest in wholesale, even if they don't even have a store, a place to do their business. We, the social media and the size of our organization, like I said, the whole thing is to get our products in front of our potential clients. And that's what I'm hoping that our websites and our networking and getting to know each other will do. So, so like I said, even though we might be waiting for this pandemic to allow business opportunities, it's still a good time to inform us. Because the thing about the American community and going into putting businesses in an African-American community, African-Americans don't even know where to go and to buy goods and supplies and products. And especially when, and if they do, they're going to find themselves paying retail prices because they don't, the wholesale outlets just don't welcome them, and they don't really know how to get to many of the wholesale dealers. And most of the wholesale dealers aren't going to be African Americans anyway. So I think we have a wonderful opportunity. I know we have a wonderful opportunity here. It's just a matter of getting that, like I said, when Imam W.D. Muhammad started to put it on our laps, it's a matter of getting that those markets out there as to where, like I said, our communities, Muslims and Christians, can know about these markets and they can start opening up businesses for these markets. And like I said, in my conversations since we started talking about this, I've already been mentioning what our proposals, upcoming proposals, and like I said, hopefully, soon we'll be able to have this on our internet as soon as our internet is upgraded. And like I said, we're working on that as we speak. We want to upgrade that internet and make it very, very attractive, very productive, very convincing. And matter of fact, anyone knows a very, very good internet person, we would be interested in talking to that person, especially if they're, we can get them right out of our community. So, brothers, like I said, we are a lot of positive. One good thing that I am getting out of this after being working with business organizations for so many years, African Americans are now, everyone is talking about doing some kind of business. And even within my movements around the country, I can see African Americans, even in the rural areas, where they're trying to do stuff for themselves, where I didn't see this years ago. So it's an indication that we do want to do business. It's just a matter now of a lot of business information. And here, when we start talking about putting physical businesses in our communities, it's a matter of where can we, who can make this possible? And I think the New Africa Business Associations, along with all of the business networks that we have going, we can put these businesses in our communities. And so, like I said, we look forward to continuing our networking and informing each other. And like I said, any African-American communities who wish to put up a physical in your communities, any communities, if you're trying to put up a physical business in your communities, we are interested in knowing about it, because it's a good possibility that we would, and there are many others, would invest it with you. And we don't care which city, which state. We don't mind being a owner. I don't mind being an owner of a business in Mississippi, Alabama, or Texas, or what have you. Because I know in every African-American communities, especially your very large African-American communities, businesses are in demand. It's just a matter, I think, of putting the businesses in our communities. I don't buy this thing that we don't trust each other and all like that. I do buy the fact that we don't have the businesses in the communities and holler, we don't have this and we don't have that, and nobody trusts this and nobody. And that ain't nothing but gossip, because we don't have the businesses there and we're not doing business, so we just turn into gossip. But put a physical business there. There's no reason why I would want to go to the donut shop and have my coffee and donut and other pastry. And I need to drive 7 to 10 miles to do that. When I could, if the donut shop was right there in my community, all I got to do is walk outside and walk over to the donut shop, drive over, ride my bike. But it's right there in my community, and certainly I'm going to look forward to patronizing that business. And any other business, any other physical business that's right in the African-American community, like I said, businesses, we are the only societies where you can actually say business are in demand. And so with that, that ain't nothing but another incentive, but one great big motivation as to why you should be pooling your monies together as communities and trying to put businesses in your communities, because of just what I said, the businesses are in demand, And so, which means, yeah, they're automatically going to do business with you just for the convenience of having the business in the community. Gas stations. It goes on and on. Every business you can think of, restaurants, all of them, if they were just in the community, rather than me having to drive to, I'm saying rather than African Americans have to drive to someone else's community to buy what they're going to buy anyway. So put the businesses, the African Americans, put businesses in and start business communities, start business meetings in your community, just like you have your PTA meetings and other community meetings. Put business meetings on the agenda so the communities can at least start coming together and at least talking about business. And what we're doing, we need to just continuously plant the seed. Because that's what we're doing. We plant the seed, and not only can we plant the seed, but we can grow the produce that folks need in order to be in business. Again, whether it's a wholesale, what you are buying and putting yourself in business, or if it's retail. As you hear it, the brothers talking about the price of the seats, some of those seats are less than $200. So again, even the top brand seats that I know that can go anywhere from $600 to $900 a seat, even they're in the $300 range. So even the retail prices are quite reasonable. So like I said, brothers and sisters, it's just a matter of networking with each other, knowing each other, and knowing how to do business with each other, because we have all the tools in our communities. There is somebody in our community that can get the products or the produce that we need to serve our communities. So again, our mics are still open. We welcome any comments or any questions that you may have from any statements that anyone have made. We're here to answer questions. Or if you just want to talk about your own business and give us some business ideas, this is an open mic. We're open. Our mics are open to the community, and so we welcome your community. So any listeners that are in the presence of our voice.
Bilal, this is Tariq from on behalf of Rijal and 15 Suits. If any of your guests, your audience is interested in purchasing a suit retail. Several suits retail. Give me a call and mention that you was on the program tonight, and I will forego the shipping charges, and I'll forego the sales tax. I'll cover all of that, okay? And just mention that you heard on tonight's program. And again, I would forego that for you. I'll cover that, as they say. But mention that you was on the program tonight for any of those price points of those suits that's available, and I can send you some images of them beforehand and everything, and go over with you how you need to measure yourself for the suit, okay? And if any of you interested in purchasing wholesale, it don't have to be one person. You can collaborate with one, two, three, or however many people, long as you interested in purchasing 10 suits. Okay, I let you have them for the wholesale price, okay? But it has to be a minimum of 10 and everything. So, again, we can talk about those particulars when you give me a call at 228-209-2877. Thank you.
See, so brothers and sisters, like I said, all of you that just heard that comment, this is what our business association, we can put you in business. We can put you in business. And so again, until you decide to go in business, or again, if you're just simply shopping, and like I said, we're going to have images of these beautiful suits. I have pictures of them. I just haven't put some of the new ones out because I want to update the website. But at the same time, you can hear the business opportunities. And I can tell you right now, look at those double breast suits myself, and I know I'm getting ready to purchase one or two of them. But they're some very sharp suits. It's the same Italian suits, like I said, that I have in my closet, and I know some of those suits I paid up to $900 for. And I'm saying, well, you know, and I know I never got any up less than $500. So $450 at the least. So we have some wonderful opportunities here. And like I said, we'll put those images out. Brother Umar, you get everything you can, get it out there for us, because we are going to be going to the next stage, and I'm looking forward to New Africa Business Association. This is becoming much more involved in the wholesale part of the business. So, which means that if the New Africa Business Association is interested in the wholesale, then we're looking for dollars. And I was, because again, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, we can set up a beautiful shopping center. And like I said, and have those supplies moving. And for wholesale and those who wish to get into a business. So we have some, and many of these ideas really just came to me from just talking with this brother within the last month or two. I know we've been knowing each other for a long time, but the more I'm learning about the opportunities that they can provide, I'm saying, wait a minute, a New Africa Business Association, even though we wasn't trying to go into the business part of it, Brother Aziz and I, we never really talked about really going into a business physically ourselves. We were being business informers and advertisers and promoters and whatever. Yeah. But we didn't consider actually putting up money to go into the business, especially at our retirement age. We already retired. We were able to fix as far as our mode of living, but at the same time, when you see, and that's why I said, man, just think we had 20 years left. We can go back 20 years, and knowing that the opportunities that we see here now, because man, I you know, there's nothing to say I wouldn't have a franchise of men's clothing stores all up and down the in many different cities, because again, like it's the whole thing is being able to buy your produce and being able to market your produce, and it's all about exposure. And believe me, if I got $50,000 of merchandise, I'm gonna make certain I get a whole bunch of exposure to to move that merchandise. So again, we're looking forward to but like I said, it was so now we're thinking now we're going to join this wholesale and be direct buyers. In other words, these brothers, they go to China and they go, well, we still give them $100,000 or $500,000. And so we don't have to worry about our wholesale outlet trying to deal too much with retail. We can just keep these brothers just being wholesalers and let those who need to put in the higher markups, let them be the retailers. And because I think I remember something the ma'am said years ago before when he was talking about opening these different markets up, distributorships, he called them back in those days. But the thing about these distributorships and what have you is the fact that, and I lost my train of thought there, it's going to have to come back to me. But it was something I remember he said, and I lost it, but I hope it do come back to me. But
I was going to say many years ago, even when I was in my 50s, I tried to establish some type of connection over in, you know, Japan, and trying to get products from over there made and that. And I had a brother from Bangladesh, but never had a hookup. They wasn't like big producers like China is. And it's always been a hassle in importing and exporting, and believe me, the Fortune 500 countries like Walmart, Kmart, and all these big ones, they have people that's over in China that's speaking the lingo for them to negotiate the buying power. And it's a culture there on getting certain prices for things if you speak the lingo and if you don't speak the lingo and you know how the market is run. And to have the complete package offered to you as an opportunity, that's something that we've never had in the African-American community, as well as the Caucasians that want to go on. There's a lot of Caucasians would love to have the kind of contact that Brother Tariq has, his organization has, Commonwealth Partners has in China. And with that kind of contact, there'd be a lot of businesses, because every little business you probably know that exists, they get their parts from China. They get their products from China, whatever it is. So you got companies over in China competing. Some make products better than others, the same product, but one's better than the other. And I'm just saying, for us, whether we're an athlete, a doctor, a poor person, and we put our monies together, or we want to do that anyway as a group, that's what we should do, invest together. If anything we want to do like that, to have the opportunity to get that and put it in our community, bro, that we never had that blessing existing for us as a people, that kind of contact. So I encourage any of our listeners to contact Brother Tariq and explore the possibility that they have. Contact New Africa Business Association, and we will get them to Brother Tariq. And this is what New Africa Business Association is about, promoting networking businesses. But a business like this to be networked, it's unheard of. It's unheard of. You can come in with your own thing and have them design it, and the Chinese will make it up for you. And you got somebody to negotiate that for you. That's a blessing for our community as African Americans. And that's what I wanted to say. Those that's listening out there, whether it's on the radio or the internet, we're offering is opportunities for you. And opportunities like what our speaker, Brother Tariq Min, gave today was very encouraging. And don't be afraid, as he said, to take that step. Take those steps forward to go into business. Once you get to going, you'll love it. You'll feel like somebody.
Again, all of our mics are open. Anyone who has any comments or you have I want to talk about your own business or business introduction, now's a good time. We welcome your comments. Our mics are open. Okay. All right.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul from Columbia, Maryland. Mr. Bilal.
Oh, Brother Paul. How are you, Brother Paul?
How are you
doing?
Okay.
Good to hear from you.
Yes. I just shared the first draft of my proposal with you because I'm supposed to send it to Mr. Fumé's office, the congressman for the 7th district. I just shared it with you. You can take a look at it.
Okay. Look forward to it.
And one question.
Anything?
One question.
Yes, go right ahead.
Below. What is my official title with Black Wall Street in Maryland?
Say that again.
What is my official title with Black Wall Street as a member in Maryland?
You know, with Black Wall Street, your official title, now as far as I know, now what I would be, as far as I know, you are supposed to be the state of Maryland's director for the state of Maryland.
But can you say, okay, I will text you what I need for the proposal. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. I will text you something.
Okay. Well, we'll. Okay. Great. Anything you need, just let us know.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Again, our mics are open. Any questions that you have, we welcome your questions. Our mics are open.
Brother Aziz again, I know as well as we talk about business, when there's something big going on the political scene, we, you know, discuss that briefly too. And I was wondering if Brother Paul could give us an update on Haiti situation there.
Brother Paul, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you, but they still continue with the investigation. They are arresting people, but the situation is very fragile in Haiti because we don't have any institution in Haiti right now. We have no congressmen, no senators, no president. We have nothing. So they are asking the U.S. to help. So we are waiting to see what's going to happen. There is nothing over there.
Wow. Brother Paul, let me ask you a question. Do you know about a special iron ore called iridium that exists in Haiti?
I read about it, but I don't have any proof of that. I heard the American government is being exploiting those things in Haiti. It's time they go over there, but I have no proof. But you can read about it on the internet, but I don't have any official thing from the Haitian government. It's from other people.
Yeah, I saw this thing on the public TV about
I saw it too,
two people. They were talking about that, and
They talk about oil. I know we have
and
the
gold.
I know the gold. We still have the gold. You have somewhere the people can go to the river and find gold. But I don't know about the oil, the iridium, all those stuff. I cannot prove them yet. However, I have to leave you because I have to go to the next meeting with Queen Ella for the Black Wall Street.
Okay.
And I'm working on the proposal and Mr. Dennis is the one writing it because on the office of Mr. Fume, Congressman Fume, asking for a proposal for the housing project to rebuild Black Wall Street in the 7th District of Maryland. It was nice talking to you. See you next week.
Thank you.
And
appreciate
Mr. Bilao, please take a look at your email because I just shared the first draft with you. If you have any insight.
Okay,
thank you, bye-bye. Thank you.
We'll respond back to you. We'll respond back. Again, our mics are open. Anybody have any questions, any comments? Our mics are still open. We welcome your comments. Brother Aziz, look like we're going to go ahead and discontinue. We'll just wait, get back, come back to him next week. We have up to 2 hours, but as long as we get a good hour in, and we look like we got as much participation as we're going to get. Again, our mics are open. Anybody got any comments, we welcome your comments, but if not, then we're going to sign up. And,
yes.
Yeah, we're going to sign up. So again,
and
we welcome your comments.
Yeah,
but brothers and sisters, like I said, every Wednesday, we're going to be right here. Network marketing, business identification, letting us know for black businesses are all over this country, and let folks know that we're willing to invest jointly to put businesses physically in the physical black community. So if you put in a business or a gas station or a restaurant or something like that you want to open and you may not have all the funds, contact the New Africa Business Association. It's a good possibility. We will be a pool in our funds with you because we know the importance of having a business in the black community. We know the necessity. And the black community is the only community where businesses are in demand. And so, again, that's worth investing into.
Mm.
So, again, brothers and sisters, if you don't have any comments, Brother Umar, Brother Aziz, Brother Tariq, thank you. And like I said, Brother Tariq, we all got to just continue to keep informing our communities because we know we can help our communities to get into business. So, any comments, you two brothers, any closing comments you brothers want to make, you can go ahead and make them aside, then we're going to sign off.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and make mine, and then after I do, I'll be signing out. I want to thank you, Brother Bilal, Brother Aziz, for allowing me to make these comments and present. And we will be presenting again next week. As the old folks used to say, it's a good Lord say the same. We're going to address why start your business? Why start your business? And go from there. So again, Those of you that was on this program tonight, if you are interested in buying any of those suits at those price points from $149 up to $349, give me a call. I will cover the shipping in the sales tax for you. And also, if you're interested in purchasing wholesale, it don't have to be one person. You collaborate with however many persons that you need, but to get that minimum of 10 suits, and you can purchase them at that wholesale price, and then you can distribute them amongst yourself. I'll do that for you, those of you who are on this call. But we can discuss the particulars when you call me. I don't want to take up the time going over that. So give me a call at 228-209-2877. And if you want to make some arrangements to do a virtual a presentation, another presentation outside of this one with whoever else you might be connected with, give me a call again, and we can discuss those particulars.
Hi, everyone. My name is Shy, and I am the host of Shiloh Radio.
And if any of you would like to have any of these presentations that I will be presenting, they are available to you in PDF format. You would just have to send me an email address. If you want the PowerPoint presentation, then I will have to charge you a modest fee. And we can discuss those particulars when you give me a call, okay? So, Brother Bilal and Shahid in the audience,
yes.
If you all don't have any questions of me, wait a few minutes to see. But if not, I'm going to sign off after my few minutes wait, okay, to see if we might have any questions. Again, give me a call at 238-209-2877. Thank you.
Thank you.